Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Merkle Media.
I guess it's time to go back in time.
Are you telling me you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
Time is but a stubborn illusion.
I have a lot of memories of the past.
People are time traveling within themselves.
Time travel is possible.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Okay, I reload it.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I am your host, Tony Merkle, and thank you for being here. If you've had an encounter or a story you'd like to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the connection section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Now, this week we have Hannah coming on, and Hannah actually shares a bunch of different stuff that she's experienced, and it seems like she feels that there's something following her throughout her life from place to place that she lives or visits. And she describes seeing this black mist that appears in her room, and she feels like that thing right there might be the source of her problems. So let's get into it right now. All right, tonight I have a great guest coming on. I have Hannah. Hannah, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. We connected here because you are in Nevada, but you've had experiences mm-hmm. in, do you pronounce it Nevada or Nevada?
It's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be Nevada. So if you say Nevada around any Nevadians here, they'll probably beat you up. I'm just saying, they won't beat you up, but they don't like Nevada. So we say Nevada.
Yeah, you know, and I always say Nevada, but then when I'm talking to somebody who, you know, like that lives there or something, I always wind up saying the wrong one because I overthink it. So Nevada.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's Nevada.
Okay. So you grew up in California, you moved to Nevada, and mm-hmm. you've had experiences in California and Nevada, and it seems like, for lack of a better term, something's following. And so if you want, just start us off in the beginning with California. How did this all kind of start out for you, and just kind of walk us into the situation of what you've been experiencing over several years?
Okay. All right. So I believe it happened around June. It was either June or July back in 2010. We had moved into this house, and the neighborhood was kind of where it was around a big field. And when we first moved in, like the first month, everything was okay. I didn't really hear anything, but I always did feel just very like scared to be either in my room or my mom's room. I never liked being alone, but everywhere else I was fine. So I want to say like the second month or after the second month, me and my sister, we shared a room because I had other family in the other room. So me and my sister were sharing a room, and she always fell asleep, so I would stay up. I don't know why, I was just always, I always stayed up. And first thing that happened was I started hearing like just noises up in the attic. It would sound like shuffling noises. And I tried not to pay too much attention to it, you know. And my mom would always say, oh, you know, the house is settling. And I'm like, okay. And then a few nights from sleeping or being in my room, my sister once again falling asleep. And then I started hearing two men having a conversation. And I tried listening, you know, trying, because my sister was asleep, so everything was quiet. I tried listening, and it didn't sound English. It sounded like just like a foreign language. And I tried thinking maybe it's the TV in the other room, but it sounded so clear. It didn't sound like it was coming from the next room. So I was like, okay, no, it's not the TV. Then I was trying to think maybe it's my neighbors, but it was really late and it was during the week. So everyone was asleep because they had to go to work. So I'm trying to listen, and I just couldn't understand. So it did really scare me because it sounded like it was coming from my closet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is true. Like, there's something in my closet. I'm like, mom. So I ended up just ignoring it, fell asleep. And then next day comes, nothing really happened. It always usually happened at nighttime. It was rare that I would hear footsteps during the day. And if I did, it was either because I was home alone or I just had my sister with me. But I had asked my sister if she even heard anything. She said, no, I never would hear these footsteps. And I'm like, maybe it's just me. You know, I never really told my mom about it because I didn't want her to like, not freak out, but I didn't want her to think I was crazy or something. You know, but she would tell me was just, oh, the house is settling. And I'm like, okay. And nothing ever really happened to me. It was just the noises that I would hear, and it would just really freak me out. And so I know I had mentioned this to someone. I forgot who I had mentioned it to, but I did tell them that, the men that were talking, you know, it was a different language. And right by the house that I used to live in, we have a high school. And I've heard a lot of stories saying, oh, yeah, that school was haunted because it was built over like the Indian burials. And I'm like, maybe that, you know, that's what I was hearing. It was, you know, to like men from Indian tribe or something like that, you know, talking, because that's how it kind of sounded like that. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, maybe my house is built over, you know, Indian burials. So that one kind of freaked me out, but I didn't really understand it too much. I started watching that show Ghost Adventures. I don't know if you've heard that show before.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I love that show.
Yeah, me too.
I was watching this one episode and they were talking about like the Indian tribes there. They weren't very like, I don't know the correct word, but they're just very bad to like mess with. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is starting to make sense, you know? And at first I didn't really know anything about ghosts. I didn't know anything about, you know, any of that. So yeah, so it really did freak me out. Oh yeah. And then, I was asking my mom, you know, how long have we been in this house for, you know, and she told me that we were only there for a few months, but I felt like we were there for so much longer. Anyways, yeah, so the only thing that would really happen in that house was just the noises up in the attic, walking back and forth, and yeah, so that one, that one really scared me. So we ended up moving out that December, December of 2010, and we then moved into,
No, I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask, because I know I'll forget to ask you this later, with the voices that you heard, did they sound Indian? Did they sound like almost like Native American sounding, or could you just not really tell?
See, I couldn't really tell, but it did, like, I do remember it did kind of sound kind of similar like that, but I'm not for sure if it was, you know, that type of language. But when I heard that it was built over Indian burials, I was like thinking maybe it is, you know, Native American. I'm not sure, but
okay.
Yeah, it just wasn't English. That's all I know. I couldn't understand it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've heard, you know, obviously I've heard those kind of things before, and mm-hmm. I'm always curious to see if it's a language that, you know, you recognize. You know, you've heard the dialect before, or if it's something that is totally foreign, because you know you don't know when these people died, and they say it is a ghost of somebody, right? Let's just keep it simple and we'll just say it's a ghost of somebody who died. You don't know, you know, when that person died, and you know the language that they spoke, maybe it's a dead language now. You know, it's very interesting to me because, you know, I don't know, I mean, do ghosts learn languages as time moves forward to be able to communicate with the people of today? I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that, you know, that's actually pretty good. Dang. Yeah, I don't know, but all I know is that I really didn't understand it. It wasn't English at all. So, you know, I just thought maybe, you know, it's that.
Okay. Well, but, I'll let you kind of take us into the moving process here.
Okay, sorry. So we moved out that December in 2010. I forgot how long we lived in this apartment. Nothing really happened in this apartment. There was one day, it was just me and my friend. It was just me and her alone in the apartment. I think I was in the room and she was in my mom's room. I can't remember, but we were in a different room. Out of nowhere, I hear Hannah, and it was a woman's voice. It was a woman's voice. And I was like, I called my friend and I was like, hey, did you call me? And she said, no. And I'm like, are you sure? And she said, yeah, no, I haven't called you. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just me, you know. So I go back to what I was doing. She goes back to what she was doing. And then I want to say like a few minutes later, she comes to me and she was like, hey, did you call my name? And I said, okay, no, like, this is kind of freaky. I'm like, I heard my name. I thought it was you, and you heard your name, and you thought it was me. So, and yeah, that was just, it was strange, but nothing really exciting happened in that apartment. But that was the only thing. And then we had moved. Yeah, I don't know how long we stayed there, but then we had moved again. We moved in the same apartment complex, but just to a bigger apartment. So, that's when things started to get really, really freaky for me. So I had my own room. My sister had her own room, so I was sleeping by myself. I don't know how long we were in there for until it started happening, but I started waking up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then it started to just be 3 o'clock in the morning that I would be waking up. And I did look up. I know I had one on the internet, and I was like, how come I keep waking up at 3 o'clock? And then when I read what it had said, I was like, oh my God, like it scared me. I'm sure. Like, I don't even want to be by myself anymore. I'm going to sleep with my mom again. Yeah. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But I just tried ignoring it, you know? So, one night, this was my first time I ever had the sleep paralysis. It started off with a dream. I was dreaming about something, and then I had woken up, but my eyes were still closed and I couldn't move. I was just, it was like, you know, I was paralyzed, and scared me to death. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot how long it lasted for, but it felt like it lasted for a long time, but I want to say maybe 30 seconds. And once I finally woke up, I was like, oh my God, like what the heck was that? It scared me. So I ended up sleeping with my mom that night. next night, again, ended up having the sleep paralysis. I'm like, what is going on, you know? And I had this for about 3 nights. It happened 3 nights. I think the fourth night, I didn't have the sleep paralysis, but I ended up having a dream. And this dream was very creepy. Okay, so I was just dreaming about like a family party that I was having in my dream, and hopefully I make sense here. Have you ever seen that movie Schindler's List? This is like not part of, but yeah, have you seen that movie, The Schindler's List?
To be honest with you, I haven't. And I know I should have probably watched it by now, but I haven't. I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay. So in that movie, they had put a little girl. And okay, so the movie's black and white. And the little girl that they had in there, she was the only one that was in color. She had a red coat. And they did that so you can, like, see. I don't know how to explain it, but I hopefully you know what I'm trying to say. Like, sure. they put her... Yeah, they only put her in color so you can, like, you know, have a better, I guess, feel about the movie. I don't know. I'm sorry. but in my dream, that's how it kind of was. There was this man in a black suit. He had no eyes, no nose, just a mouth. That's all I saw was the mouth. Everything else was just black. And he kind of just stood out. Like, I always saw him, but I never paid attention to him in my dream. But I always noticed that he was there. So in my dream, I, you know, conversating with family, and then I ended up going or walking away, being by myself. And from the corner of my eye, I see that man in black again with no face. And out of nowhere, it just, like, it went to just zooming into his face, and he was speaking, I don't even know the language, but it was just so, like, how do I explain this? It was kind of like demon-like. Like, I don't know the language, but it was just very demon-like, and it freaked me out. It really scared me. I'm like, what the heck? I woke up, and once I woke up, I took the covers off. I looked around my room to see if there's anything in here. I ended up seeing this black mist. It wasn't standing like a person. It was like, or it didn't really look like a person. It was just a mist, a black mist. And where it was at, it was by my closet. And then I had these two double doors that were right in front of me. And it was right there just hanging out in the corner. And that, it scared me so much. I pulled the covers over me and I started thinking, okay, how long is it going to take for me to take the blankets off, run off the bed, open my door, run into my mom's room? Like, I was so scared. I've never seen this before. And yeah, I go into my mom's room next morning. I was like, Mom, I have to tell you what happened. I had this dream. I ended up seeing this thing. I don't know what to do. And when I told her that, her face, like, she was just like in shock. She's like, what? And she was like, okay, you need to take out all the scary movies that we have. I'm going to end up blessing the house. So while me and my sister were gone at school, she got sage, I think that's what she had said, and just blessed the house. After she did that, I had no more of the sleep paralysis. I was not waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Never had dreams like that again. Never seen that mist again. So I'm just like,
That's interesting.
It really scared me. Like, I'm kind of shaking right now because it really did terrify me. I couldn't explain it. I started thinking, I'm like, how come this is happening to me? You know, like, I don't have anybody that recently passed away in my family besides my great grandma. But at that time, she was already passed. She was already gone for about 5 years, I want to say, I think it was. So I couldn't really, you know, figure out why that was happening. But I started thinking maybe it's because I was in that house and it just ended up following me, you know. But yeah, that one really, really did scare me.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, when you see a mist that's not outside, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, right. You know, I started thinking, like, maybe it's just my, you know, my vision, but I ended up having a little nightlight, and so I could see clearly, and nothing was in the nightlight for it to do anything or for it to make that. But yeah, I was just trying to, like, debunk it, basically, but I couldn't figure out, you know, how to debunk it. It was just very crazy. I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did this mist, I'm sorry, before you go further, did this mist move at all? I mean, did you see it, like, moving at all, or was it just kind of like hovering in the corner?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, it was kind of hovering at first, but I think, like, once I had, like, had a reaction to it, it kind of just started moving towards, so it was next to the closet door, and then I had the two double doors. It was right there, and then it started moving towards the window that I had that was right next to the double doors. And I didn't see where it went. That's when I threw the blankets off and ran out my room. I didn't really see where it went. I didn't even go into my room that morning that I woke up because I was just so terrified. I stayed with my mom the whole time. I was like, nope, I'm not going back in there.
Yeah, I can imagine. I find it weird that it started, I mean, the way you said it, I just automatically assumed it went out the window. Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know. I think so. Yeah, and obviously the window is going to lead to outside, but I don't know. All I know is that I did it. I wouldn't even go in my room. I'm like, nope. I'm not going to go see. I'm not going to go find this mist again. I'm not going to. Nope. No. But I'm pretty sure it probably left. You know, and then left after my mom had left the apartment. So,
I just find it interesting that, you know, you see this mist in the corner, and like, I don't know, like, I maybe it's my mind so like preset to what Hollywood puts out in movies or something, but I'm like, why wouldn't it just disappear? Why wouldn't it just dissipate? You know, it's a mist, so why wouldn't it just dissipate? Unless maybe, maybe it's carrying some kind of physical form where it can't do that. You know, I have no idea. It's very weird, though. It's very weird.
Yeah. Because when I, you know, watch those Ghost Adventure shows, it's like usually it'll either not be there or just leave. But this one, it stood there. Like, and I was looking at it for a while until, you know, I ran out the room. And yeah, but once I had made that reaction, that's when it did start moving. But it just never disappeared, or it didn't disappear. So I was just like, you know, why, like, because usually they don't want you, they don't want to be seen. So I was just like, why is it letting me see it, you know? But I started thinking about that once I started getting really into, you know, like the paranormal and stuff. But yeah, at that time, I was just like, yeah, no, get out. But nothing happened. And we were there. We were at that apartment, I want to say a year and a half. And after that, yeah, nothing creepy, at least.
Okay. I feel like I keep cutting you off, but
oh no, you're fine.
you just said that you're really into the paranormal now. Is it because of your experiences that drove you to that?
Yeah, because I didn't know nothing about paranormal. I didn't even know. I mean, I know that like the devil was, you know, but I didn't really think like, oh yeah, ghosts can like, you know, roam around and, you know, like the spirits and stuff like that, demons. I didn't know anything about that. And then after that happened to me, I started looking into it, you know, trying to figure out why this happened to me, you know, what it could have been. I even tried looking up the history of the house, but I couldn't find anything. And I think it's because those houses, they weren't new, but they were fairly new. So, you know, there wasn't really much on the house. I think that's why I didn't find anything, but I did end up, you know, trying to look it up, like the history and stuff. But yeah, I think after my experiences, that's when I started getting really into it and I got interested in it. And that's when I found Ghost Adventures, you know, all these ghost shows. So yeah, I just started watching it, trying to get, I guess, educated. Yeah, educated, I guess. So in case that does happen to me, I know what to do. And yeah. So.
Yeah, those shows, I always wonder, because I mean, I used to watch them a lot and stuff. I don't really have time to watch anything anymore. But, you know, when I used to watch them, I used to think, you know, are they giving me good information or information that's going to be for more entertainment purposes? I always doubted the spirit boxes kind of thing until I started talking to people who actually use them. And they're like, yeah, they work. And I'm like, oh, all right. And then I've heard recordings, you know, where this box is telling specific locations of where these people are asking questions and things like that. It's just like, wow. It's hard to make that up, you know?
Yeah. When they started bringing in the shows, when they started bringing out the spirit boxes and stuff, and then they have like a whole bunch of new technology, which is really cool. But when they first bought that spirit box, I'm just like, oh my God. Like at first I thought, you know, maybe, you know, it's just like it's recorded, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But no, like I actually really, you know, do think, yeah, it is real. So, and then after my experiences, there's no way that it's not real. And I know there's some people that are like, you know, skeptical. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's fine. You never experienced it. That's fine. But I know it's true. To me, I believe in it because of what's happened to me.
Right.
I know there was one time where I wanted to get one of those little recorders and then put it in my room. But I'm like, no, because what if that mist comes back? I'm not trying to have that again.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I wanted to do my own investigation. Like that would have been cool, but I'm just way too scared to be by myself and do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it does take guts, I guess. I mean, I'm not really much into the whole ghost hunting thing or talking with spirits and stuff like that. And I certainly wouldn't be into it doing it by myself. No thanks. But at the same time, I am still weird because I'll go out in the woods looking for a freaking giant monster. You know, that doesn't scare me as much as, you know, and I wouldn't even say the spirits scare me as much as I just don't want that juju. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that in my life. I don't want it around my baby, my wife, nothing like that. So I just stay away from that period.
Yeah, that one episode that you were telling me that I think it was a guy at your work and you went into his house.
Yeah.
He gave you the book. I was just like, are you serious? I'm like, you have a family. Why would he do that? And when you were saying that maybe he was trying to get you into what was it? Like trying to
demonically possessed.
Yeah, there you go. I was just like, this is crazy. Like, no. That episode, I was just like, whoa. Like, why would he do that? I just thought that was very, before.
Yeah, people are rude, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very. Oh my gosh.
But you know, he was just, I don't know, one of those guys. And I really think that there's still something, let's just say divine going on between him and I, just because every time I went in there, I went there a lot of times for deliveries. And every time I went in there, he was the one receiving my freight. And I don't go in there very often anymore, but every time I go in there, he is not receiving my freight. And it was only after I connected all the dots that what happened to me, that he stopped receiving my freight. And I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like maybe God's keeping him away from me because I'm pretty frustrated by it. And I tend to have like a short fuse when I feel like somebody's walked on me, and I don't know if I'm going to be a very nice person when I see him. And maybe God's just trying to, you know, put some distance between him and I don't know. But it's just, I just find it odd that I haven't seen him since I connected all the dots, and I used to see him all the time.
Well, yeah, that's good. You know, especially with, I forgot how old your son was, but,
6 months next week. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So kind of sort of brand new baby, but still, you know, I just thought that was, you know, very horrible for him to do. But no, I'm just glad that nothing's going on, you know, in your family with any of that. Hopefully, you know.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I believe that we're pretty well protected here. You know, I know what I believe, and I'm pretty solid in that. My wife is the same way, and we pray over our son, and I have a lot of people who pray for me on a regular basis because they know what kind of show I have, and they know that I talk to people who have dealt with a lot of the crazy stuff in life, and you know, they don't want anything attaching itself to me. So I got a lot of people praying for me. And this stuff is spiritual stuff. I mean, like you're talking about ghosts and demons and all that stuff. That's all spiritual stuff. And if it's spiritual, well, then prayer is a spiritual thing as well. And so I believe that prayer does work. And that's why I walk through my daily life feeling pretty good where I'm at right now. And just, I'm not really worried about too much, you know?
Well, that's good. That's really good.
I mean, I take it serious. Don't get me wrong. I definitely take it serious and everything, but I don't walk around scared that something's going to happen to me because, like I said, I'm prayed up. My wife's prayed up. I got people praying for me. I think we're okay, at least so far.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Hopefully, you know, nothing bad ever happens to you and your family. That would be very bad.
So we
ended up moving out of that apartment, and I think this was, so we did move into a house, but then we didn't stay there for that long, and then we ended up moving to the last house we were in until we had moved to Nevada, and that was 2014, 2015, because I was in my junior year / going into senior year. So we lived in this house. Nothing creepy to me. You know, nothing was wrong with it until I ended up having, we're not friends anymore, but she had moved in and her mom was, has been deceased ever since she was a little baby from what I remember. And, me and her shared a room and things started like happening again, just little noises here and there, but I didn't pay attention to it. It was kind of more like I was used to it because I've heard these noises before. You know, I kind of just ignore it. So, I don't know if this is the first thing, but one thing that did happen, I was in my room and my bed was next to my window, which is on the wall. And I was facing towards the window. I was on my phone, you know, and out of nowhere, I had heard my friend's bed creaking, like as if she was going onto the bed to lay down. And I went to go turn around to be like, hey, you know, once I turned around, there's no one there. And I'm like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what was that? So I ended up turning around, you know, just like, you know, see anything else. So go back to my phone, playing on my phone. Then I started hearing the bed again, as like someone was getting up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm looking at it right now. There's no one there. How come it sounds like someone's getting up off the bed? So I get off my bed. I start walking towards her bed to see if I saw like an imprint of someone sitting on the bed. And then that's when my friend walked in. Once she walked in, I've heard things like if you come in contact with a spirit, they can actually make you feel sick. Once she walked in, I felt so nauseous. I felt like I looked pale. Like that's what my friend was saying. She's like, you look pale. And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel so good. I was sweating. I had a headache. I even went to the bathroom to try to go throw up. And I was there for a good 5 minutes trying to throw up. And after, like, I don't even know how this happened, but it just ended up going away. I felt I didn't feel nauseous anymore. My headache went away. I wasn't sweating. It was so weird. It's like someone flipped a switch and it was like, okay, you know, you're not sick anymore. I couldn't explain it. And I'm like, what was that? You know, it was just weird. Like I went from being sick to not sick. I was like, what the heck? And then I do remember if you do come in contact with one, it can actually make you sick. And I'm like, wow, this is creepy. You know, I was like, I don't even know how to explain it. Yeah, that ended up happening. And then this one, it was very weird. I still can't even explain it to this day. I was the only one in the house. I was in the living room. I had my three little dogs. We were all in the living room. I was watching TV. They were playing. Out of nowhere, I started hearing like shuffling noises at my door. Once I heard that, my dogs, their ears just stood up. I'm like, maybe it's just someone coming up to my door, you know, like mailmen, they'll hang stuff on your door, like on your doorknob.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe, you know, a mailman or something. So I didn't want to make any noise. I didn't, you know, because I don't answer doors to people I don't really know sometimes. So after I heard that, I slowly went up to the door. I looked through the little peephole. And once I looked through, so I looked through. I see this woman. She looked to be Asian, long, you know. This is how she looked. She had long black hair. She had no face at all. And I think she was wearing like a purple or blue shirt, and then she was wearing some black pants. But from her knees down, it was like she was floating. It was just black.
Wow.
Like it was just like she was floating. And what was really weird is it's like she knew I was going to come up to the door, because once I looked through, her hand slowly went off the doorknob and she turns around very slowly, very creepy. And she starts, it looks like she's walking, but it's like she has no legs. It was like she was floating. And she turns around very slowly and just starts walking off and kind of just disappeared around the corner. And I couldn't explain it. I looked at my dogs and I'm like, wait, you guys didn't see this, but what the heck was that? You know? So after she went around the corner, I opened my door very slowly to just look around. There was nothing on my doorknob. As you know, like I said, like a mailman putting something on your doorknob, there's nothing on my screen door that I had. There's nothing. And there's nothing on there. So I opened my screen door. I went outside to see if she went down the street or went to the next door neighbors. She was nowhere to be found. Nowhere. I'm like, what was this? And how I described her, that she looked Asian or Hmong. My friend at that time, she was Hmong. So I'm like, I was thinking maybe it was her mom trying to, you know, visit her or something. And she wasn't home. So it was just me and the dog. And after that, nothing, no noises again, no like feeling weird or anything. I've never seen her again. And yeah, still to this day, I can't explain what I saw. All I remember, she had no face. She had no leg, really. She was just floating. Yeah. It was kind of quick too. It's like she, in earlier when I said that it was just very weird, that it's like she really did know that I was coming to the door, because once I looked through, she took her hand off the doorknob and walked and just left. So it's like maybe she was doing that to get my attention. Maybe she wanted me to see her. I don't know. I can't explain it. All I know is that it was just strange. And and it's weird that I do remember like everything she was wearing. It was, I can't explain it.
No, I mean, that's really not much to explain. You saw what you saw. And I don't think anybody really could have an explanation for that. And I would imagine that that'd be hard to tell people initially, because you're like, who's going to believe what I just saw?
Right? Yeah. I know I did tell my mom, but I don't know if I told her right away. But, you know, I mean, she's my mom. Of course, you know, she won't think that I'm crazy or anything. But I did end up telling her, and she was just like, really? And I'm like, yeah, like I saw this person. Like it was like she was just, you know, like a regular person. I don't like, you know, it's just she didn't have a face or a leg. And my mom was just like, okay, that is kind of creepy. She's like, do you want me to, you know, bless the house again? And I'm like, I mean, I haven't really had any like sleep paralysis or waking up in the middle of the night. Nothing creepy. It was just that what I just saw. That was the only thing that was only happening. And she said, okay. She said, you're okay though, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, you know. And if I were to end up experiencing this again, I know exactly what to do, you know. So, but yeah, that was the last paranormal thing that happened when I was in California.
Wow.
And that one really was like, whoa, I saw an actual apparition, but it looked so real.
How long did it last? How long did that whole experience last?
Whoa, like just for me seeing that woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Not even a minute, I want to say. Yeah, it was like so quick, but she was going so slow, but it was quick. If that makes sense. Yeah.
So she was moving slow, but everything that you saw, she was moving. She just was moving slow.
Yeah. It happened quick, but because once she turned around, like she turned around very slowly and then just kind of exploded around the corner. But it happened so fast. Like it's kind of like, did this really happen? That's what I've been thinking. I'm like, did this really happen? Because it just happened so fast. But yeah, I don't know. It just really didn't scare me as much as I thought it would. It just freaked me. It just kind of confused me as to why I saw her. And I did end up telling her, my friend at that time, I told her what I saw, and she was telling me that at her house, she would get random knocks on the door, open the door, no one's there. So maybe it's just I ended up seeing her mom. I don't know. But I did end up telling her, and she did tell me that that's what would happen sometimes, that she would just get random knocks on the door. And she would like to think it's her mom. But yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah, I lived in that house for about 2 years. Then I moved here back in August of 2016. Nothing really started happening until my grandma passed away, which was back in October. The first apartment I was at, I had already told you that I thought maybe it was my hamster making noises, but it wasn't. I have this little, a computer desk chair, a desk chair. And it does make noises when you move it. So I was getting ready to go to sleep because I was working night. I was getting ready to go to sleep. My cat, I also had a cat, but he was asleep. So I knew it wasn't him. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. Then I start hearing my chair move. And when I woke up, I turned around because I was facing the other way. I turned around to face where the chair was. And I thought my chair was more under my desk. And I felt like it was moved closer to my bed. But I don't want to say, yeah, that's what happened, because I don't remember. But it felt like it was, because when you move it, it does make that noise. And seeing it closer to my bed, I'm like, maybe it was moved. But I didn't feel anything negative. I started to think, maybe it's my grandma. Maybe she's just trying to check up on me, see if I'm okay, you know? So I didn't hear any noises. After that, I ended up just falling asleep. Nothing else really, like, I didn't see anything else anymore. Like, I didn't see any mist. It was just noises that I would hear. I ended up moving out of that apartment. Now the apartment I'm in now. It was that first email that I had sent you. I said it was like a few weeks before when I had the sleep paralysis again. When I had that sleep paralysis, I wasn't as scared as I was when I had it the first time. I kind of just woke up, and it was more like a, what the heck just happened? I was sweating. I was really hot. I had the blanket over me. I was laying on my stomach. And when I had a sleep paralysis when I was in California, that's how I would always wake up. I would have the blanket fully on me, my arms up to my chest, and I was laying on my stomach. And when I had woken up, yeah, I was just like, what the heck was that? My throat started hurting, but it didn't feel like someone was choking me while I was being in in the sleep paralysis. But when I finally like woke up, my throat was hurting, and I went to the bathroom to see if there was any marks on my neck or something, but there was no marks of a hand or anything. But my throat started hurting, like as if someone was, you know, choking me. But it didn't really feel like someone was choking me. It just started hurting. So maybe it was how I was sleeping or something, or laying. I don't know. But when I woke up, my reaction was way different. I wasn't freaking out. I was more like calm, but I did feel like there was something not so nice in my room. When I woke up, I kind of just looked around the room. I'm like, okay, but I don't see anything. There's like nothing. There's just nothing. But I did feel as if there was like a negative presence in my room. So once I got up, I took the blankets off me. I had called my mom and I was like, hey, Mom, this just happened. I'm not freaking out. I'm okay. But I don't want this to end up affecting my boyfriend. You know, I just don't want it. I just don't want anything to happen like this again. And if it's my grandma, you know, I love her, but she needs to kind of leave me alone because she's freaking me out, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm just happy that I didn't freak out because I was alone because my boyfriend was working. He works during the day and I work at nighttime. So I was alone, but I wasn't as freaked out as I was last time. It's like, it was kind of more like, are you serious? This is happening again to me. Like, really? You know, I thought we were over this. So after that happened, I asked my mom because I wanted to, you know, be accurate. But I asked her, when I went over to your apartment, Mom, when did it, like, did I have a sleep paralysis first before noises started happening? Or was it after? Was it before or after? Yeah. And then she says it was before I had a sleep paralysis, but I don't know. But all I know is that I had went over to my mom's apartment one night and she had taken my sister somewhere. I forgot that I was home alone with the animals. All she had was a dog and a cat. The cat and the dog were in the living room. I was playing with the dog. And then out of nowhere, my dog just stopped and just went on the arm part of the couch. She sat right on top of there and looked towards my mom's bedroom. And I heard noises too. And I'm like, okay, come on, Mia. Mia is her name. I was like, okay, Mia, don't do this to me. Like, don't freak me out. And she wouldn't like stop staring. I even picked her up trying to get her away, went right back to the armrest on the couch and just stared. And I'm like, okay. So I called my mom up and I was like, hey, Mom, have you heard any noises, you know, in your apartment lately? And she was all, no, I haven't. Why? And I told her what had happened. She's like, okay, well, because, you know, your dog is kind of acting weird. She, like, it looks like she saw something. She's not barking or anything, but she was just staring, trying to figure out what that noise was as well. And then again, like at that, I was calm, you know, I didn't, because I've heard things like if you show fear, they're going to obviously mess with you. So that's what I try not to show any fear because I know, I know what they're capable of, but yeah, it was just weird. Like I just started hearing noises again, in my mom's room. So after that happened, I think it was like a few days later. I would always call my mom in the morning once I get off work. She's on her way to work. I'm on my way home and I'm talking to her and she had asked me, what did she ask me? I forgot what she had asked me. I think she had asked me about the noises and she's like, have you heard any noises at your apartment? I was like, no, I haven't. Why? And she's like, because I'm starting to hear noises at mine. And I'm like, I'm sorry if it followed me. Like, I'm thinking maybe this thing followed me and now it's at my mom's place. And I'm just like, why? Like, if something is following me, why is it still following me? You know, like, I want to figure out, like, what it is and who it is. I know it's not my grandma because, you know, my grandma, she always went to church, always, you know, she was a real good woman. So I know she would have already been, you know, in heaven or something. So I didn't think it was my grandma. But I just don't know who it is. I don't know who's following me. I don't know why they're still following me. I don't know. And I would like to know who it is. But then again, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to end up bringing any other, you know, spirits here because that can't happen. But yeah. I can't explain it. I haven't heard any noises lately, which is good, but I do sometimes feel like there is something in here. It's just not bothering me. And I think, and like from it not bothering me, it, I hope it's like thinking, okay, well, she doesn't really care, but I'm still going to stay here, you know, kind of like that.
But well, I mean, yeah. You feel like there could be something still there, just not bothering you. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that? Or is this something that you just feel really helpless with and you're like, oh, there's nothing I can do about it?
Okay. Okay. So I do kind of feel like there's nothing really I can do now because I've had this thing happening to me for so long. It's kind of more like I'm not comfortable, but I'm used to it because it's happened to me before. And I know that, let me see how it is. All I know is that I'm not really bothered by it anymore. And if it's here, okay, but I still don't want it in my house. You know, I just don't want it to be around me, but it hasn't really been bothering me. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of just more like, I know exactly what to do if things start getting worse again. Like when I had that sleep paralysis, I want to say a month now that it's happened. If it were to be happening again, like it did back in California, yeah, I would have done something again to get it out of here. But, I don't know. I guess I'm just like okay with it, but if it starts acting up again, yeah, I am gonna have a problem with it because I don't want. I hate that it's happening to me, you know, and I don't want it to like affect my mom and my sister like it has, right. Like it already has, you know. But I don't know, you know, I'm just not bothered. Really by it. It has, you know, like it hasn't really bothered me at all. So I don't really pay attention. Most of the time I kind of just forget that it's even here. I don't even know if it's still here, you know, but sometimes I do feel, you know, like if I come out here into the living room, I feel like it's there in my kitchen just staring at me in the corner or, you know, something. But yeah, I'm not really bothered by it. It doesn't scare me anymore, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely makes sense. I mean, if you're dealing with something for so long, sometimes you do get used to it or whatever. I wasn't sure if it was something like you just don't know what to do or what, you know?
I mean, I don't really like know exactly how to get rid of it besides getting like a priest in here or something, but I don't think it's like that bad for me to get a priest in here, you know? Because, like, I've heard other stories, like, yeah, you need a priest because it just won't go away or something. But I don't think I would have to go, you know, that high up to get it out of here, you know, if that makes sense. It doesn't really bother me. It's just that feeling of having someone staring at you. You know, that's the only feeling I ever get. And if I am scared, I don't show it because I know that it'll mess with me more. So I just kind of ignore it. I don't really pay attention to it. When I'm by myself, I do kind of get, you know, just a little scared. I'll stay in my room most of the time, but yeah, I don't know. But all I know is that I kind of just ignore it. I just leave it alone. You know, it's going to stay here. It's not going to leave. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, that's interesting because when I used to be younger and stuff, I used to get a little freaked out of my parents' house when I was growing up there. But it was always not my room. That's where I didn't want to be. I was always like, let me just go in the living room, out in the open, you know, where everybody, you know, would be if everybody was home and all that stuff. I didn't want to go in my room. So that's funny.
Yeah, that's how I was in that house. In California, I hated my room. I would not stay in there by myself. I would only go in there if it was daytime. I had a door open and I knew that people were inside the house with me. But I hated going in my room. I hated it. I hated the closet. The closet was what I was really scared of. I was scared to even open it. I would have like my sister or my mom open my closet to get like anything I needed in there. It just scared me. Yeah. But now I'm more like, it's whatever, you know, can't really, I mean, I can do something about it, but it's not affecting me too bad to where, you know, I need to, you know, do something about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. So, but, I mean, you've had all these experiences throughout your life and, you know, you feel like something's following you. What are your thoughts on that though? I mean, like, what do you think these things are? Do you think it's as simple as, oh, it's a spirit of somebody who once lived? Or do you think there's multiple explanations for these entities that roam among us?
Yeah, I have heard that they do come back because they either have unfinished business or they just want to take over. You know, when that first started happening to me, when it first started happening, I obviously didn't know anything about it. I started looking it up on what it was. And then I started thinking maybe it was trying, you know, to get into my body, trying to possess me so it can do something, you know. And then now I guess it's kind of just like, I don't care, or she doesn't care anymore, you know. My mom likes to say that I have a gift because I saw or I've experienced this. I'm like, how is that a gift, Mom? I just saw something, you know, creepy. That's not a gift. I don't want that kind of gift. But, I do think that it was trying, you know, to basically take over me. And I know I'm strong enough to not let that happen. So, and I know I have, you know, protection and all that. So, yeah, I'm not bothered by it anymore.
Okay. Well, Hannah, I'll tell you what, I really do appreciate you coming on the show and sharing these experiences and stuff. It's an interesting life you've lived so far, and I have a feeling you may, I hate to say this, but I feel like you might have more experiences down the road.
I feel like you do, and if I do, I would definitely send you another email. I have to come on here again.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you have a good night and take care and keep in touch.
All right. Thank you, Tony. You have a great one.
Well, that's the show, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, there are three things you can do to help support the show. One, go to iTunes and leave an Art Bell 5-star rating and review. Two, go to patreon.com/theconfessionals and sign up to become a patron. And three, copy the link to the show that you're listening to right now, this very episode, and share it around social media. That would help me out a great deal as well. And on that note, friends, stay safe, take care, and remember, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals. Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.